The Czech national hockey team failed to grab a medal at this year's World Championship in Switzerland after being eliminated by Sweden in the quarterfinals. The disappointment came despite the fact that the Czech lineup included several stars of the NHL, arguably the best hockey competition in the world. One of the players who joined the Czech squad in Switzerland was Patrik Eliáš, the forward of the New Jersey Devils, and our welcome guest in this week's edition of One on One. Patrik, everything seemed fine after you joined the Czech team for three games in Switzerland, but then came the defeat by Sweden in the quarterfinal. What went wrong?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Second of all, obviously, it has been a disappointing result to the tournament. We had a good squad, a lot of good players, but I knew before I came in that there was a problem winning a tough games, and that's what came down to. We beat Slovakia, we beat Belarus, but couldn't get it done against Sweden. They played well-organized hockey against us, and I think that we relied on our skills a little too much, and sometimes it takes a lot of hard work to get the job done.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because after the defeat, several analyses appeared, and some said that Czechs were not as hardworking as they used to be in the past, but others said that it was natural decline after all the successes of the what was dubbed the golden generation of the 1990s. What do you think is wrong with Czech hockey, if anything?
I don't think we have enough time to actually talk about it or analyze that. But, the hard work is always there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to play in NHL because it is the toughest the best organized hockey federation. And, I think in the 90s, when the Czech Republic had a lot of success, and the core of the team was always there for the next few years. And I think that a lot of the young guys weren't getting the chance and weren't brought in to maybe get the experience and to get the feel. So maybe in a few years they can be the leaders and they can get in that position. And, I think that we have still a lot of talented players, not as much as we used to, which is a big problem because it shows in the numbers. How many guys we have drafted in NHLs, or how do what are the results in the world championships at the junior level, at the senior level, and it is a problem, and it needs to be addressed. I think that we're 3, 4, 5 years behind. That everybody strives for perfection, and you cannot get too comfortable when you're on top. And I think that's what happened. The Czech hockey always thought that it's just going to come natural. And, you look at the different teams, other teams, Canada, they were always at the best. Even if they got a silver medal, it was never good enough.
Yourself, you were drafted into the NHL in 1994. What was the process like? What kind of experience was it for you?
My year, I was born at 1976, and there were few guys ahead of us that been drafted, and that brought us, that opened up the path for us to get to NHL. So it was a little bit easier for us to get in there, but we still heard a lot of voices. There's guys coming from the communist countries, and they made it tough for you. But at the same time, for us, it was the only way to get out of, or to have a maybe better life at that age, to either to be absolutely one of the smartest kids, or the other thing for us to play any kind of sports. And for me, it was hockey, and I didn't know what to expect. I got there, and it was a great learning experience for me, not just for hockey wise, but life wise, and it helped me throughout my life.
You have spent 14 seasons with the New Jersey Devils. Have you ever thought of playing for another organization, as the clubs are known in the NHL?
I did. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when I was a free agent, that was the first time I had a chance to explore the free market and see if there's interest from other teams and possibility to play for a different organization. And I had interest from several teams. I, weighed out the options. But at the end of the day, I felt like throughout my career, I was successful in New Jersey. It became my home. There's a lot of aspects that play in that decision. It was close, relatively close, for my family to fly in straight flight from Czech to New York. The travel isn't as bad in NHL on the East Coast. But the most important thing is, I've been there, like you mentioned, 14 years, and I never missed the playoffs, even though that lately we haven't been doing as well. you still have the opportunity to succeed and to play for the Stanley Cup. So loyalty and the winning played the biggest reason for me to stay there.
Do you live somewhere close to the, I think it's called Continental Arena? Is it Continental Arena?
That's where we used to play. I played there for 11 years, 12 years, and the past 2 years we have a brand new arena that's in downtown Newark. It's called Prudential Center. Absolutely beautiful. It's the newest arena in NHL, and they did a great job. A lot of the fans absolutely love it. You know, because it's in a downtown, they have more things to do. They can stay before the game or after the game and just kind of hang out with everybody. And it's, for me, it's 15 minutes car ride from the, you know, from the town that we all live in.
Your friend and former teammate Bobby Hollick announced this week that he was retiring after 18 seasons in the NHL. What do you plan to do once you stop playing ice hockey?
Well, first of all, I'm very sad to hear that, because he's been, you know, great mentor to me. When I came there as a 19-year-old, he was already there, and he helped me throughout a lot of things on ice and off the ice. And I was very happy to see that he came back last year, and a little unhappy to see the way he was treated at the end of the season, and obviously unhappy to see or to find out that he's retiring, because he's you know, he's done a great, lot of great things for the hockey, New Jersey Devils organization, and for the Czech hockey. And, you know, for me personally, I still have a 4-year contract. It's gonna be done quicker than I think. I know that. And, right now I'm attending, a school, to get my license, coach licensing, and, just to make sure that when I'm done, that I have options. So, obviously, you know, when you live through hockey for, in my case, for 26 years, 27 years, then, you know, I kind of think that it'd be the right thing to do for me to stay with that.
You have lived outside the Czech Republic for most of the 14 years you've played overseas. Has the time spent abroad changed the way you look at your own country?
Yes, it did. And also the people around me changed, you know, my view of Czech country and everything. And I gotta say, the older I am, the more I like and love coming back, and I appreciate everything that's going on here. And, you know, I do have a family here. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that do play in NHL, and they still live there, stay there throughout the year or through the summer. For me, I would have a hard time not coming home, and I appreciate everything, you know, from my parents, what they've done, and the coaching and the schools. And, you know, like I said, the history that we have here. I live in Prague now for 4 years, and I just love, you know, just seeing different things that I haven't seen, you know, in most of my life.
Well, thank you very much, Patrik, for talking to Radio Prague. And you can find more about Patrik Eliáš at his personal website, eliáspatrik.com.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.